Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
Do you want to continue to be one of those uninformed voters? Uninformed people in this world, then change the channel because they're going to give you information you can work with.
They got human excrement running all around the place.
Your home smells of feces.
Yes.
People peeing in the street.
Ooh, do you smell something?
Needles in the streets.
These are not tears. We are vomiting from our eyes.
And yet, what they're worried about? The words you use to call criminals. Because there's a certain stigma they don't want criminals to have to deal with.
Could we talk about something else?
I'm going to give you information that's going to make you have to make a decision, have to do something about what's going on in this country.
Something resembling anything.
If you want to get involved in the conversation, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Check out my classic podcast. There's so much going on the website, but do something. Get involved.
The Joe Messina Show.
Welcome back to another session of Sanity right here on the Joe Messina Show. It was a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Get involved, get engaged. Just be part of the solution, right? I mean, seriously. You know, find out what's going on. You know, get the information you need and then move from there with it. Anyhow, yeah, I appreciate the time that you're spending with me on the air, in the chat room, texting, tweeting, and being. The big news of the day, you know, I don't have to tell you, is McCarthy is out. And, you know, they voted to remove him. I think it's a first. You never know anymore. You hear some of these news sources say, hey, look, this is our first time this has ever been done. It's the first time in history of this. But I don't know, you know, to do it right now, to do it the way Matt Gaetz said to do it, or set it loose, where's plan, we do this all the time, where's plan B? Where was the person ready to take this place, take this seat? Come on, really, seriously. I mean, we do this so often. I'm not a fan of McCarthy's. You guys who've been listening for a while know that. But I am a fan of strategy. You need to be strategic when you do this stuff. You need to be ready to fill that seat again. You need to make sure you have somebody in place that's willing to step up and that has the juice it takes to make, look, whether you like it or not, Nancy Pelosi was a great speaker. And the reason I say that was she had control of her people. She kept them in line. She got the results that she needed or wanted or whatever. You know, McCarthy was constantly herding cats. He had a tough time getting in. He was doomed from the beginning. And the Dems knew it. They knew they could play it. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. You know, and again, when the lawmakers voted out McCarthy, now it's supposedly the first time in history a House of Representatives at the chamber voted to boot a member from the job. Eight Republicans voted with every Democrat that was there to vacate the Speaker's chair. Vital vote, 216 to 210 in favor of McCarthy's ouster. Look, it only took one time. Go figure that one out. Anyway. Now, they voted to obviously, they accused him of breaking promises he made to win the speakership to begin with. And maybe he did. And it was a pretty heated discussion. I mean, I wouldn't watch the whole thing word for word. I watched bits and pieces of it. And it was pretty heated. So, The motion, just before the motion to vacate, 11 Republicans voted with every Democrat to advance the measure. McCarthy's allies, look at, they took up all the microphones on the GOP side of the chamber. They went for it. They forced Gaetz to make his case from the side where Democrats traditionally sit. Which is, you know what? That bothered me. All right, strategic? I don't know. Childish? My ball, my bet. See you later.
Yeah.
You know, Garrett Graves, who's a friend of McCarthy's, he accused Gaetz and his cohorts of just sending fundraising efforts on their motion to vacate. They did. I got him today. They're coming after me. I'm the target. I need money.
Wow.
You know, and then you hear the GOP started screaming shame on their side. Anyway, we're arguing with ourselves when we should be arguing with the other side. McCarthy wasn't going to do. You remember, you guys who listened to the show when this was all going down, I said he's not going to do what he said he was going to do. We know this. Again, it's just amazing. One Republican, I mean, they're shouting like kids in the chambers. And the Democrats let them know early that they'd be inclined to help McCarthy. Right? Leader Hakeem Jeffries said that before the vote that Democrats are ready to find bipartisan common ground. Our extreme colleagues have shown no willingness to do so. They must find a way to end the House Republican Civil War. And, you know, again, they've got such a slim margin. Why now? In all seriousness, right? They did the continuing resolution, 45 days worth, and then sit down with the man. Tell him this is the direction we're going, and we have the vote. See you later if you don't figure this out. If you're from Boston, I'll see you later. 855 Real Joe. 855-732-5563. McHenry. Patrick McHenry out of North Carolina, Republican. He's the new temporary leader of the House. We'll go ahead and talk a little bit about him, who he is, what you know or don't know about him when we return.
Medicare, and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national health care alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical.
800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. 800-876-4024. That's 800-876-4024.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Extend your life with ExtendoVite.
Everyone around me seems to get sick but me. My brother got the flu twice. My mother was down with some sort of fever. People at work were taking sick days off, and others were just plain tired and run down. And me? Well, I just keep feeling great all the time with Extendivite. My grandfather used to talk about the power of garlic and other herbs he took that kept him healthy. I'm lucky. Extendivite was just what I needed to keep me healthy, and Extendivite is all natural. Extendivite was designed for the heart, but does so much more by keeping me healthy all the time. I'll take Extendivite forever. Get your 2-month supply for only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. My name is Rick, and you can be like me just by calling 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Do the letters IRS give you anxiety? I'm Dan Pilla. I've defended people from the IRS for more than 40 years. My book, How to Get Tax Amnesty, created the tax resolution industry and is responsible for helping hundreds of thousands of people. It can help you too. If you're a non-filer or facing IRS enforcement right now, your case is unique. You need real help, not cookie cutter advice. My clients get my personal attention. Buy my book at danpilla.com and get a free consultation directly with me. That's danpilla.com. Let's start solving your tax problem right now.
Life can be full of risks. One thing you shouldn't take a risk with ever is your family's health insurance. If you're self-employed or you now need affordable health insurance, you need to make this free call right now and see how the Health Insurance Helpline can help you get it. We specialize in helping the self-employed and people just like you that need affordable health insurance to get it. We have short and long-term health insurance plans, and some even cover dental, vision, and prescription drugs. Don't take a risk with your family's health insurance. It's not worth it. If you're self-employed or now need affordable health insurance, call right now and learn for free how to get it. Listen, affordable health insurance plans for everyone just like you are a free phone call away. So give us a shout right now.
800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. 800-670-0946. That's 800-670-0946.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com. And an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Stop spouting the silly scientific gibberish. Just translate the foregoing into simple English, if you please.
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. You're listening to the Joe Messina Show on the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you so much for being with us. I really do appreciate the time you're spending with us. You know, it's funny because I told you guys in the last segment that Getz is using this, or Gates, whatever the heck his name is, he's using this for fundraising. We all know it, okay? So, during a commercial, I received an email from Gates. He says, I need your immediate attention. I was just attacked and booed by the rhinos for asking you to weigh in and contribute to this fight. Well, we're not contributing to the fight because you're meaning his candidacy. He said, I will not be lectured by Republicans who grovel and bend knee for the lobbyists and the special interest groups, especially the ones who have hollowed out this town and borrowed against the future of our future generations. He said, these lobbyists, now listen to the words he chooses, right? These lobbyists and special interests own our leadership. And they hate that I fund my political operation by asking patriotic Americans for $10 or $20 or even $30 at a time. He said, we're finally on the verge of ushering in a real change to know how Washington works. I'm asking you to stand with me. He said lobbyists and special interest groups want Congress to work just the way it does for them. I want Congress to work for you. I'm looking at this and thinking to myself, okay, first of all, they're all rhinos. Every one of them who don't agree with you is a rhino. Yeah, I'm not there. And again, when you talk about this, you talk about lobbyists. Yeah, to a degree, aren't you lobbying for money? Are you not getting, I haven't looked at, I just got this, so I really haven't looked at his filings. I don't know. But the fact that this thing is coming out two or three or four times a day, just like the Democrats do, and we make fun and we get mad at them, you're using the situation, right, to get money. You know, 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Now, I told you that we have a chat room at joemessina.com, joemessina.com. And I told you they were smarter than me. And I can prove it. If you head over there, you find it at joemessina.com. And you guys are totally right in there right now. They're discussing, some of the issues that we could have by what happened today. You know, we're shown to be, we're not together. We're not on the same page as Republicans. We can't seem to talk and work things out, which is really stupid, disgusting. And I'm not so sure I agree with some that say that it's going to hurt the GOP in 2024. I know the Democrats will try to use it that way. They'll try to say, look, they can't even keep their leadership in power. There's so much in disarray. They can't govern. They can't get anything done. They got nothing done. You're right. They will use all of that. And this is why it's so important to hold the feet to the fire of those you elect. I know it's tough, and come and see's a real beef to have to deal with, to have to get around. But man, we've got to start doing it. We've got to start doing something to shake these guys up and show them what we're willing to do and or not do. And somebody in the chat room said there's so much division in our government. Yeah, true. I would expect the parties to be divided, but not like the Republicans. They're going after each other. It's just amazing. Anyway, somebody else said that Bill O'Reilly has to eat crow because he said McCarthy would not be removed. Look, Billy has seen his day. I mean, I should talk, but Billy has seen his day. And you saw how often before he was so wrong when it came to Obama and others, always willing to give him the benefit of the doubt, even after they already stabbed him a couple of times. So I don't know what he's looking for. Maybe he's doing so well it doesn't really matter what he says, how he says, or what he stays away from, or what he goes after. Anyway, and when you see some of these, there's something else going on here. When you see the people that went after McCarthy, they knew what they were getting. They knew what was going on. He's never been a totally honest guy to begin with. We're talking about McCarthy now. Right? So, I don't know. I don't know what they expect to get. I don't know who they expect to get. That will do a better job, may even take it. Right now, Representative Patrick McHenry, he's a Republican in North Carolina. He is the new temporary leader of the House of Representatives and the former, and again, after all this, you could see the look on his face. I thought the guy was going to pass out a few times because he had the gavel. He had to take on the role of being the arbitrator today. Now, House rules did dictate that McCarthy, upon his election as Speaker, may provide a secret list of members to succeed him as Speaker pro tempore should the office be vacated, well, as it was. It was revealed following the vote, though, to House McCarthy, that McHenry was at the top of the list. McHenry is he's a former media consultant, political operative. He was first elected to the House representative for North Carolina in 2004. He was selected to the House Republican Chief Deputy Whip in 2015. He served in the role until 2019. He was selected as the chair of the House Finance Services Committee in January. you know, and then now that he's speaker, or temporary speaker, he has the powers of the House Speaker to guide the chamber and continue operation to a new speaker's elected. So, you know, I don't know if there's a, I'd have to look and see. I don't know what the time frame is. You get quite a bit done, though. Now, the vote to remove McCarthy was, what, 216 to 210. So, I mean, six votes. And it was eight Republicans, including guests, that joined the Democrats in voting against McCarthy. And some of you think that there's a plan afoot. I don't know. I don't know if it's a plan afoot. I don't know if there's massive frustration going on. McCarthy said that he won't run again. He won't try to run for the speakership. Now, Greg Murphy, representative also out of North Carolina, he said he was. They were going to have a candidate forum on Tuesday and a vote who would succeed McCarthy on Wednesday. We'll see if that happens. I mean, my God, they couldn't make it happen the first time. Anybody remember how many votes it was? I don't. I've kind of cleaned my brain of that. I don't hold on to that stuff because it doesn't do me any good. Right? Now, the ad I just got talked about how Gates was, the rhinos were yelling at him. Now an ad comes out from McCarthy talking about the rebels that are not conservatives that ousted him. Yep. Here it goes. We're gonna give the ammunition to the Democrats to come after us in 2024. God bless America. Joe Senior host Rick Romano joins me after the break. Don't go far.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling three-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their three-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m., and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Okay, I'm talking funny because I'm in the witness protection program. I have too much credit card debt and I don't want people to find me.
Okay, I'm just kidding. We're going to talk about credit card debt. Right, those plastic things that we all have in our wallet. Are you in your 50s or 60s and you're still carrying around a mound of credit card debt? Wouldn't it be nice to start banking that money and save a little money for retirement down the road? We help people restructure their credit card debt all the time. We show people how they can get out of credit card debt in months, not years. Listen, you'll be carrying around credit card debt for the rest of your life unless you deal with it right now. We offer a free consultation so you can learn how you can finally wipe out your credit card debt and start saving money. Give us a free call right now.
Call Debt Solutions Network now. Call 800-504-8356. 800-504-8356. That's 800-504-8356.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
USA News Update. 75,000 Kaiser Permanente workers nationwide are in negotiations to prevent a three-day strike. If an agreement isn't reached by tonight, the healthcare workers will stage the largest strike in U.S. healthcare history later this week. The man who orchestrated the ousting of Kevin McCarthy as House Speaker is already listing a possible successor.
I would give him the deference to be able to decide whether or not he'd like to put himself forward as a candidate, but he'd be the type of person that I could see myself supporting.
Florida Congressman Matt Gaetz said he thought Steve Scalise of Louisiana would make a great speaker. Gaetz cautioned that he believes picking a new speaker is a while away. And just a reminder, the National Emergency Alert Test is set for tomorrow, Wednesday. This is according to FEMA. Every TV, radio, and cell phone will be interrupted with an emergency message right around 2:20 p.m. Eastern Time. Dave Collins, USA News.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCMteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCMteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
And that's why yellow makes me sad, I think.
That's interesting. You know what makes me sad?
You do! Maybe we should chug on over to Mamby Pamby Land, where maybe we can find some self-confidence for you, you jackwagon!
We are back. Joe Messina, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855-REAL-JOE. 855-732-5562. Look, get involved, get engaged, truly be part of the solution. So you're not part of the problem, okay? And, again, we've got so much going on. This McCarthy. Now, look at how much time, not just me, everybody, is taking on this McCarthy issue, right? It is so many other things going on, and I mean so many. And here we are, most of the discussion tonight, today, even tomorrow, is going to be around McCarthy. I mean, he shouldn't have that much of a hold on us. Or on the news cycle, anyway, if nothing else. 855-REAL-JOE, 855-732-5563. Rick Amato joins me, as he does pretty much every Tuesday. Always appreciate his input, his mindset on what's going on. Pretty interesting day, huh, Rick?
Yeah, very interesting. And, you know, I'm getting text messages from a few friends who were in politics. I say in, I mean they're political consultants on the right, and they're celebrating today. And, you know, personally, I think that's a celebration that might be a little bit naive. I mean, and you may have discussed this earlier in the show before I came on. I'm not sure, but they may say, oh, look at it. Democrats voted together with MAGA Republicans in the House. When would anyone ever expect that to happen anytime in life?
Yeah.
It took 15 votes to get McCarthy approved as Speaker of the House in January, and now you remove him with a single vote, and we don't know what the plan B is, and I don't think there's a plan B. They may come
Rick,
out, you know, tomorrow morning.
Rick, they don't have a plan B. You know that. They're shooting from the hip again.
And here's the irony of, shooting from the hip. Here's the irony of politics. One that just touched on half the irony. The irony of politics is, here's Democrats voting together MAGA Republicans, but adding to that, Trump went on Truth Social and said he does not agree with this decision today. It was a bad decision.
Yep.
Because look, Republicans should be fighting among Democrats, not amongst each other. So here's the Trump supporting MAGA group voting with Democrats, and then Trump disagreeing with them. I don't know how much more ironic you can get than that.
and like, what is there, only 8 MAGA Republicans? Are they for real? Do they truly believe that that's it? Because they would be colossally wrong if that's what they believed. You know what I'm saying?
Do you mean that there's only 8 in Congress?
Yeah, I mean, there's 200. What is it? I know the chat will fix me if I'm wrong on this, but there's 200 and was it? Is it 18 or so? 221 Republicans, right?
218. Yeah.
218. Okay. And you're telling me out of 218 Republicans who will I won't say many. I'll say many of them, not a lot. Had Trump's endorsement, had the MAGA man's endorsement. So to say that there's only eight, see, it's a slight, it's a swipe at MAGA. And I don't think McCarthy or anybody else on our side should have taken a swipe at the MAGA term. The Democrats already do that.
Yeah, and maybe it's best to say that those eight were the most extreme among the Republicans, perhaps.
Okay, that would make more sense than saying Democrats join, you know, like they're doing. Democrats join the MAGA group. It's like don't do that, because now you're demeaning anybody who fought for that, who got, you know, Trump's endorsement and made it in because of that. At least that's my mindset.
Okay, all right. I can see how you can arrive at that.
Yeah. But, I mean, you could even say uber conservative. I don't care.
Right. Yeah, and I don't think this was a good. I don't think it was good news today. It's chaos. It's infighting among the Republican Party when they should be circling amongst each. You know, uniting amongst each other.
Yeah.
Can you and I be proven wrong tomorrow or late tonight or tomorrow morning when they come out of their post vote meeting? Yes, we can, but it's not likely.
No, I agree with you. Look, they've already, for lack of a better way of saying this, they've already hung themselves. And this, again, is somebody teed off at somebody in the party. You know, you always have people in the political world, you know this, who think that they know more than the other guy. They're smarter than the other guy. You know, my way is really the only way. We're not going to succeed unless you do. And they make all the noise they can, all the noise, you know, humanly possible. I don't know. You don't run for that office thinking you might have it. You run for that office or those offices thinking you are smarter. You are better. You are whatever. So it's kind of it's kind of a double-edged sword. You know what I mean?
Yeah. And let me also say this. You know, getting back to McCarthy here, Matt Gaetz was stating that, you know, McCarthy's been too weak on the border, too weak on Hunter Biden, too weak on the budget with the deficit going out of control. Yeah, all that may be accurate. You know, you could argue that, and I could see you can make the case for that very easily. However, I do not see anything to be gained by McCarthy maneuvering to allow a government shutdown when it comes to our military members being paid, our Border Patrol agents, and so forth. I think you have to keep that government open for those individuals. Can you imagine the military out there not getting paid?
No, I can't. I cannot.
And that's what was at stake.
Yep. No, I'm with you on this one. I'm still scratching my head. Did they meet ahead of time? You know, what would have been bad about, and we're strategizing after the horse gets out of the barn, but you know, what would have been so bad about going to sit with him ahead of time, those eight people, maybe 10, 20, whatever the caucus was, and go, look, we're going to work it hard at removing you. You made promises to us that you didn't come through with. I mean, what are we doing now? What about this? How come you're not doing that? What's your plan? I mean, sit down with him and give him one last chance to step up. And then if he doesn't, do what you feel you have to do. And you should have had another fellow waiting or somebody, another congressperson waiting to step into that position. They haven't done any of that.
They haven't. And, you probably have seen McCarthy. Maybe he's just playing the marketing game. He says Matt Gaetz made it personal. And it wasn't about sitting down and working on a deal. It was personal.
Yep.
So,
you know. I don't know. I look at that stuff. I'm with you on this. I look at it, but it is so typical Republican of them. It is so typical Republican to shoot first and go, oh, was that the right guy? You know, kind of thing.
Yeah.
These guys are amazing to me. All right. the my God, again, this has sucked up the news cycle to the point where you're really not hearing about much of anybody else. And, you know, on the CNN side of the world and what have you, they're having a field day with this stuff. I got to tell you, it bothers me that they're going to getting away with this, right?
Yeah. And the media. I mean, I'm repeating the obvious. The media is in bed with the Democratic Party, and so CNN, MSNBC, New York Times, Washington Post, they're going to be just soaking this up and have a great time with it.
Well, and right now, just coming in is that Scalise is now pushing, already working to replace McCarthy as the House Speaker. And, but he's got some health issues, and I don't want to take away from him at all. But if he's got health issues and he has to be in the hospital for any length of time, this is not going to help our cause either.
You know, I haven't followed Scalise in a while. What's his health issue?
He's got cancer. I don't know if it's terminal cancer. They don't get into, you know, they never get into, maybe somebody in the chat room knows. They never get into the specifics of it. And we don't need to know, really.
Yeah, I agree.
Anyhow, we need Plan B. I know we're harping on this and we're hanging out on it, but truly, it irritates me to no end that we go shooting in the dark. And we don't have anything to back it up. We don't have anything to come through with. Anyhow.
Yeah.
God. And there's enough. There's enough good guys there. And they keep trying to push Jim Jordan. And he keeps, I don't want it. Leave me alone. I'm not interested. You know?
Yeah.
Okay. We'll be back in a few minutes. Don't go far. A lot more coming up after this.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
I am a non-attorney spokesperson representing a team of lawyers who help people that have been injured or wronged. If you've been involved in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or injured at work, you have rights, and you may be entitled to money for your suffering. Don't accept an offer you get from an insurance company until you talk to a lawyer. And we represent some of the best personal injury lawyers you can find. Tough lawyers that will fight to win your case. And they're so good, they stake their reputation on it by only getting paid if you win. So if you've been in a serious car, truck, or motorcycle accident, or hurt on the job, find out today for free what kind of compensation you may be entitled to. Call the legal helpline right now.
800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. 800-509-4492. That's 800-509-4492.
It's obvious. The unthinkable is going to happen soon. With all the distractions in the media, we probably won't see it coming. Your gut tells you there's something very wrong going on, and all the evidence suggests that there is. Those in charge say everything's fine. Stop noticing. But you know better. American families are preparing. Folks are getting into self-reliance and investing in emergency food storage. My Patriot Supply, the nation's largest emergency preparedness company, is the place you can trust. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com and secure their best-selling 3-month emergency food kits. Each contains tasty breakfasts, lunches, and dinners, averaging over 2,000 calories per day. Get at least one food kit for each family member. For a limited time, save 25%, plus get free shipping on all their 3-month emergency food kits. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com today. Order by 3 p.m. and your items ship the same day. It's time to prepare for what's coming. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422. Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the mineral doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
Tejibo Tea Club's original Pure Pau de Arco Super Tea helps build red corpuscles in the blood, which carry oxygen to our organs and cells. Our organs and cells need oxygen to regenerate themselves. The immune system needs oxygen to develop, and cancer dies in oxygen. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com, or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. ShopSuperTea.com.
Last night never happened, and I'm going to marry him, and you and I are going to take this to our coffin.
I can't do that.
Why not?
I'm in love with you.
Snap out of it!
We are back. Joe Mazzini, your host. Always a pleasure to have you with me. 855 Real Joe, 855-732-5563. Look, get engaged, get involved, be part of the solution. I always say it to you guys, and I mean it so much, it's the only way we win. We win when you engage. We win when you're involved. We win when you decide it's important enough for you to get informed and talk to other people about it. All right? And I'm telling you, as scary as it sounds sometimes, it ain't that hard, to use my best English. Rick Amato joins me. Rick is a political commentator and a syndicated newsletter columnist. He's also the host of Politics and Profits. Rick, that is, I really do love that name because that can be taken so many ways. But
yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
I mean, Hunter Biden there is with you. He's loving your show, I'm sure. So.
Right.
Anyway, tell people where they can find your show and a little bit about the show.
As you mentioned, the show is called Politics and Profits with Rick Amato. And we cover money, business, politics, and lifestyle. It's a show like you would see on Fox Business News or CNBC. We interview with big-name guests, you know, Steve Forbes, Dr. Alveda King, for example. And then we've got interviews with newsmakers and industry experts. So that's Politics and Profits, but the way you find it is on our website and on Roku under the name of our channel, which is Your America TV. So if you go to Roku and put in Your America TV, then you find our show. Or if you go to the website, youramericatv.com, then you find our show, Politics and Profits. That's how you find us.
So I got to ask you though, it's a politics and business show, right? You're not teaching politicians how to make money in their jobs, right?
That's exactly right. A little self plug here. Why politics and profits, Rick? Well, first of all, from the political side, as you know, I've been a political talk show host for quite a while, TV and radio.
Mm-hmm.
But prior to that, my first real job out of college was at Merrill Lynch. I built a little niche clientele of professional athletes, and my last year in the business was named Financial Advisor of the Year in La Jolla, California.
Wow.
And so instead of having my own political show or my own financial show, I thought let's create a niche and do money and politics.
I think it's great. I think it's a great line. I think it's great to look at it that way. There's so much. Again, people really don't understand. They don't know what's going on, and this is good information for them. You know, I sat with a bunch of money guys today. You know, developers, that kind of thing, and one of them is a commercial developer, and he's concerned and has seen others that are concerned about the mere fact that, you know, commercial property. Right? I don't think people realize this, but there were a lot of short-term loans made on commercial property. I think it was just before COVID and all that. And now those loans are coming due. They have to be, you know, renegotiated, whatever. And the big problem they're having is the banks aren't negotiating at 3% or 3.5%. They're negotiating at 7%, 8%, 9%. That's very hard today, especially where office space being rented is down. Am I wrong?
Oh, man, yeah. Office space being rented is down, and that's a brutal investment right now.
Well, and you know, and people more and more. It's funny because I came out of the technology world, and I was setting up people to work out of their homes. You know, the CEOs and all of that years ago before it was even a common verbiage used on a daily basis. But you know, more and more people are working from their homes. More and more people actually are asking to work out of their homes because it makes it so much easier, and it's cheaper for the companies if the work's getting done.
Hey, you know what the irony of all that is, Joe?
Go ahead.
Zoom ordered their employees to quit working at home and get back to work.
Okay, that's great. I like that. That's great.
Is that it?
Wow. And again, the whole Zoom thing, they've come all the way around. Now, people get on my case every once in a while because it's a Chinese-owned company. But you're on it right now. You're on it via their phone portion. They're cheaper, clearer, and cleaner than Skype. Skype is problematic on so many ways when we're doing these kind of shows. And we have, you know, you don't have an option if you would. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Unfortunately, I say unfortunately because of the Chinese connection, as you mentioned, it's the best product out there.
Oh, yeah. Oh, no question about it. And again, why we can't, you know, I know we're going way off topic here, but why we can't get this worked out? I don't know. Why can't Americans make this product? Why can't we come up? Is it because of the regulations? I can't believe that we have squelched ingenuity. That much. What do you think?
Yeah, I don't get it either. It may be the cost, and you know, can't compare the cost in China. I don't understand why we can't.
Yeah,
you know,
go ahead.
This is way off topic. But I read something this week, or over the weekend, which I can't remember right now, but. You mentioned U.S. technology. Something I never knew was the America's flight to the moon when Kennedy announced in 1961 we're going to beat the Russians, the Soviets.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of, I don't have the numbers in front of me, you know, a lot of money was spent on that, of course, deficit.
Mm-hmm.
And everyone said, you know, there were a lot of people who were against it. Because what is the benefit? What are we doing here? What's
when
the
beginning of it? Yep.
Yeah. And something that I just learned is that the technology that went into that is what helped launch Silicon Valley.
Oh, I believe that. I believe that. I mean, I didn't know it, but I believe it.
Right?
Yep.
Right? And so that's a little trivia off topic, but I thought that was interesting to share.
All right, so let's go to the other elephant in the room. You know, the pundits, the experts, the statisticians, whatever you want to call them.
Okay, I got to jump in real quick.
Go ahead.
You mentioned elephant in the room, okay?
Yeah.
I mentioned my website is youramericatv.com.
Right.
I have a stand-up comedian who writes satire there. You know who it is. She's also my producer, Sutton Porter. I don't know if you know, she's a stand-up comic. If you go to the website now, there's an article called The Elephant in the Room, and if she wrote it last Wednesday during a GOP debate, saying that it was satirical, because it's a comic, saying that Gavin Newsom was going to burst into the debate with the candidates.
Oh, God. Oh, Newsom. You know, that'll be a conversation we can have one whole hour with it about the truth behind that man. So many people don't know him. They don't know anything about him. It's just amazing to me. But
yeah.
All right. So we got RFK Jr. next week. It appears he's going to announce that he's running as an independent. And
well, let me, what's that? Well, let me just say that I can't name a name, but I know someone high inside the campaign. And he's telling me confidentially, and I'm going to share it just because I'm not mentioning any names, that yes, that is going to happen. Of course, it got leaked to the...
When you say high inside the campaign, you don't mean they're smoking dope. You mean they're up in the...
That's right. Now, it got leaked to the media by an ex-advisor, because that advisor got fired after leaking it to the media. So I don't mind stating that I'm hearing confidentially that it's going to happen.
Well, Rick, you know, here I try to tell people who aren't as old as I am that you have to understand that when you said Democrat in the 60s, 70s, even the early 80s, Kennedy was the word, you know, just after Democrat, because they were the Democrat Party. They were what ran the Democrat Party for many, many, many years. And I say to people all the time, you realize that the tsunami, when he makes this jump, okay, that will happen. Now, I know that people say, no, he's going to take votes away from Trump because of whatever. But Joe Biden, you've got two-thirds of Democrat voters do not want Joe Biden to run and or to be president again. They say he's too old and he can't make it happen. And as much as some people may not agree with RFK, I think he will pull some Republican votes if Trump is the nominee. Don't get me wrong. But I think he's going to pull more Democrat votes than Republicans. You got about 30 seconds to respond.
Well, I used to think that. I don't any longer after looking closer at it. Steve Bannon, ex-Trump advisor, has come out and supported RFK Jr.'s campaign. The left-wing mainstream media hates Kennedy. They act like he's an idiot. Fox News shows him respect. And I think that's reflective of how he's viewed within the parties. I could change, but right now I think he'll be like a rock in the road. Take it away from him.
All right, Mr. Amato, thanks for being with me. Always appreciate your time with me, people. Brad Dacus from PJI joins me in the next hour. Don't go far. A lot more coming up.